The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
In reverse order, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on our lovely planet, I am Ariel.
And I am Shia.
Together.
But since
we are the Kanes.
Yes. But since we were introduced as Ariel and Shia and I was speaking first, I figured I'd clarify things.
Oh, you're good. You're good. In case this is your first time with us.
Well, we finish each other's sentences.
And that's our style. Hope you enjoy it.
Yes.
If not, feel free to keep a list, because if you keep a list, that's
of our
always,
transgressions.
That's always really helps
you'll
with
fit
your
in.
Aliveness.
You'll fit in with most of the planet. Because most people keep lists of offenses or perceived offenses, whether or not they ever happened.
Let's talk about listening.
They happened.
You know, if you're keeping a list of someone speaking to you, you're clearly not listening. And it's interesting what happens when you listen.
You know, I think listening is the single most important thing if you want to be self-aware, self-evolved, your higher self, whatever you want to call it. If you want to be is all you can be, you need to start listening, because listening pulls you into the current moment of your life, where you're not caught in old thoughts that repeat themselves over and over again.
When you're listening, you cannot simultaneously be list keeping. You can't be accessing that part of your mind that is petty and is
holds on to those perceived wrongdoings.
Listening is when you allow yourself to hear what another person is saying from his or her perspective without trying to come up with a rebuttal or a reason why they're wrong.
Or having internal comments as they speak. But just hearing it.
You know, it occurs to us that today is a live show. And if you want to call in, you are very welcome. I know there are a number of people who are planning to call in, but we certainly have time for you. Today's
we'll
show.
We'll squeeze you in.
There you go. 866-472-5795 is the number to call in if you're in the States. We have a caller. Why don't we just go right ahead and take her, shall we?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, Elka, you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Hi. Hi, Ari and Saya.
Hi.
I'm calling in from Hamburg, Germany.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Wow. Hard to believe we're just a week away and that we're going to be seeing you.
Yes.
Soon. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I was attracted by this topic from today, grievance against your partner, yourself, but I noticed it was like it was when you, as you told, if you register for a course or a workshop, the course begins. When I thought about calling in, the call already began for me, and I nearly got lost. I think most of my grievances, I could laugh about them more than when I was stuck a bit in grievances I had certainly. But one question.
So what did you discover?
I discovered that that being right is always a bad choice that you lose when you are, when you want to be right, and that you get bad humor, bad bad mood, and certainly it's a horrible thing if it's between you and your partner, if you want it to be right and then the situation is so unfriendly or unrelaxed and you don't talk and such things. We had my husband and I, we had such a lovely time during weeks, I would say now. But there was some days ago, I had such a being right situation, which came up out of a sudden. So I thought I had no chance to decide if I want to let it go or I insisted on something. And but it was so suddenly that I thought it's not my mind or my brain couldn't enter in this process of a feeling coming up and bursting out of me. And my grievance is more that I, for against me then, that I do these things and handle and get a situation where even saying sorry doesn't recover, doesn't...
So let me stop you, because you're saying so many good things, Elka. See, here's the first thing. First thing involves the first principle of instantaneous transformation. If you keep lists against yourself for having behaved a certain way, then you're not just seeing it, you're resisting having behaved that way. And the first principle of instantaneous transformation says that anything you resist, you will repeat.
Uh-huh. That is, another way to say resist is judge, anything you uh-huh. judge. So even as you're laying out your experience while we were listening to you, you were using terms for the behavior, for the phenomena of keeping lists or being stuck in wanting to be right and being forceful that your perspective is the right one. You were using terms like horrible. And it's not horrible, it just is.
See, if you can objectively notice how it is that you behave, if you notice it objectively without making yourself wrong, but just notice it, it will complete itself the instant you notice it. If you make yourself wrong for it, you add energy to the behavior, and then it sticks around. Even if you know that it's not the right thing to do and that it's going to cause problems, that doesn't mean you won't continue doing it because you find fault with yourself for having done it.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, in that moment, you couldn't stop yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Which tells me a couple of things, and this may be supportive of you and actually answer your question in a way. If you found it coming up really fast where you were pushing for your perspective, you didn't catch that you were already upset before that intersection or that moment in time when your perspective seemed to be all important.
Mm-hmm. I have another possibility for you.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're a gynecologist. I know you deal with women regularly. And it is possible that you're picking up a fight that isn't yours. That the women that you deal with may be fighting with their husbands, and you sync up with them and bring it home.
Yes, that might. Yes, that's sure.
So this is This is a cautionary note to be aware of that possibility, because there are everybody who's upset wants to get other people enrolled in their upset and be right about why they're upset. So you have no idea how mean my husband is. Well, when you go home, you start looking for how mean your husband is.
You know, Shana, I've known you for a number of years, Elka, and there have been times where you've gotten lost in a loop where you've forcefully put forward your perspective of what you want in order to be happy, and that if you don't get that, you won't be happy, even when it's a totally inappropriate for everything that's going on all around you. And you were always already upset. But here's the challenge. If you think of that pushy part of you, that mechanic that wants to get its way, if you think of it as horrible or bad or awful or you should be over it, you won't want to see the slide into that. You won't want to see how you get there. You won't want to see what leads up to it, because you want to hide from yourself that part of you that you consider bad or wrong or awful or less.
And you want to be over that already, so you tend to try to not see it when it shows up. But the seeing of it, well, without judgment, will allow it to complete itself, which is the third principle of instantaneous transformation. That when you see something and you don't judge it, it's over in the moment you see it.
It's our resistance
to seeing things that keeps it stuck or in place.
Yes, I can see this. I remember that the last time I had this this explosion, I just perhaps an hour before I had thought, oh, we have such a good relationship. I'm over all these things, and then there was a challenge. We had to go to a party, and there were people which I wouldn't know that much, so I was a bit insecure, perhaps. And and then it happened.
There's this other thing. As you describe that, I think of what I said to you about the women at your practice. I say that we are capable of tuning into where we're going to. And if there's somebody insecure there or somebody who's fighting with their husband, you could pick that up just as easily, because we are all psychic.
You know, it's interesting that you had this thought, oh, look how well we're doing. I'm over that. It's interesting, you know, since I'm a small child, I get herpes or cold sores. And it's funny how sometimes I have a thought process that might precede an outbreak, like, wow, you know,
I haven't had that in a long time.
And I don't have any sensation. I don't have any. And then all of a sudden, bloop, out pops a cold sore. Sometimes I think we have those type of thoughts. I was had one just last week about how long it's been since I've had a cold. And then in a day, I got a cold. Now, mind you, I'm very happy that it was a very, you know, fast cycle and didn't go long and deep like it has in the past. But I think it's interesting, self-congratulatory thoughts are still you being lost in your thoughts, even though they seem to be more pleasant. You're not in the present moment. You're talking to yourself about how good you're doing. You're likely to create mischief for yourself.
The other thing is, I would, as a game, hold it that you're never going to get over that bratty nature. So that you're not trying to get over it, because if you try to get over it, you're basically resisting it, which will keep it in place. And the second principle says you can only be exactly as you are in any given moment. So if it shows up, that's what you got. If you're trying to get rid of it, you keep it around.
You're also right,
Also, you've identified something, which is in times when you're feeling out of control or a bit more insecure, it is one of your default ways of operating to avoid that experience of being out of control or to be insecure. That's one of the places you've gone to. If you know that, then you can pay attention so you don't have to go there. You don't have to find yourself in the middle of it all of a sudden.
Yes.
So I'm just coming around and endorsing what Shia said about don't expect you'll ever be over it. It's like peppermint plants. Once you have peppermint all over in your garden, you're never going to get rid of it. It's really about managing the weeds before they turn into full-grown plants.
I can see that. I feel released. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you. That's great. We are to go to a break.
But before we go, I just want to tell you I'm really happy we're seeing you for both courses in Hamburg next week for the Freedom to Breathe and A Life Full of Joy, Every Moment Counts. Because what you're looking at is not just having blips of joy, but the ability to have that with consistency, and we admire that.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for listening to me, and see you soon, and I'm glad to see you several times next week.
Excellent.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
We're going to take a break right now.
But we'll be back shortly, so come on back.
And don't miss being here.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Thanks for listening to our shows. We would like to have a shout out to some of the places where you all are listening from. So a special shout out today
to Portugal and Colombia,
the United States,
Italy,
and Switzerland. So thanks for
listening.
Yeah, really.
Thanks for sharing the show with your friends, too.
If you'd like to join us in person, our next weekend, as we mentioned, is A Life Full of Joy, Every Moment Counts, on the 7th, 8th, and 9th in Hamburg, Germany. And then we're coming back to the U.S., and we're doing a...
Say Yes to Your Life, October 28th, 29th, and 30th in New York City.
By the way, also for those of you in New York area, it is not too early to start planning for the Speak Up evenings, the first three Wednesdays in November. You can find out everything we're doing on our website at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Easy. It's easy.
It is easy. Speaking of easy, how easy is it that we get to speak now with Cheryl all the way from Hong Kong? You with us, Cheryl?
Hi, Ariel. Hi, Shaya. Yes, I'm here.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and thanks for a great topic. Interesting topic.
So you have a question for
us? What are you being litigious about?
Yeah, so I've realized recently that I've been, I guess, keeping a list with work or around work, but my question is kind of twofold. How do you know you're actually starting a list? And then, rather than, I feel now I've found out it's, you know, they've all piled up and now it's a big long list.
Okay. I'll tell you the start of a list. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't like anything. When you say I don't like, that's the start of a list. And then
right.
You want to be right about the thing you don't like, so you gather evidence for it. It's very simple. Mm. It's the very simple beginning of a list, our likes and dislikes.
See, most of the lists that you have start when you're already upset. And then you find reasons to justify your upsets. And it's usually caused by something outside yourself, another person, an event, a circumstance like work. But the truth is, we are pre-upset, and then we look for reasons to justify it.
The other thing
got
is,
it, yeah.
I know you sent us an email recently regarding your relationship with work and that you've been toying with the idea of looking for another job. And
yeah.
Most people don't know how to go about doing that without making a list. And listigious is...
And without upsetting themselves to justify leaving.
Yeah, listigious is a word we made up. We kind of put list making and litigious, which in English means that you're ready to prosecute something, to fight in a legal battle. So you don't look at the possibility of getting a job without a different job without gathering evidence for why you should. And we always recommend if people think that they might want to look for a new job, is that they reinvest in the job they currently have as if they're going to be there forever, as if it's the perfect job, as if it's the best possible job, and simultaneously look for other things. One of two things will happen. You will either discover you're at the place where you really want to be, that you love it, or you really like it, love it, but you find something that is a natural extension of you to move, but you don't have to create a fight to justify leaving. That you can actually leave something that's the best it's ever been while you're there.
Oh, yeah, that really makes sense. And it's probably the latter. I enjoy actually working with my boss and my team. It's a really nice environment. But I feel like there are elements of the job I'm just kind of stagnant with. And I feel like why leave a good thing? So I think that really, what you're saying really makes sense. I'm trying to find reasons or trying to get upset and find reasons to leave. rather than just leave while I feel it's good or feel it's a nice environment.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason why you can't have work be a very satisfying experience right up until the time you've changed jobs.
You know, you don't even have to perceive it or keep hold on to the idea that you're stagnant in certain areas. You can actually have those areas be areas of growth for you and still have the impulse that there may be something else out there that is either more suited or that you want to move to. You don't have to have all the information in order to look.
Yeah, that really makes sense. And even you mentioned earlier about my email, and just when I read your reply, I already felt a bit lighter about everything and how much I actually enjoy being there. But it's I feel like there's something else out there for me. But I realized today that I can do that without being upset. If that makes
sense. Then it's a win-win as opposed to lose and, you know, try to recover being a victim.
Well, yes, then you become the victim of the job rather than the job has been great right up until the time that you're done with it.
Yeah.
The other thing is the more satisfied you let yourself be, the more engaged you let yourself be. If you do find another job that has aspects to it that you feel is a growth opportunity or it's a financial opportunity, you'll be really up to speed. Plus, interviewing, you'll be far more
hireable because they don't want to hire a complaint.
They want to hire somebody who is eager for more responsibilities, not to get away from what they consider a dead-end job.
Yeah, but I really like that because I could feel my energy shift compared to during the week or last week when I was looking for work, and I could even feel like, who would want to hire me? I'm in such a bad mood right now.
Whereas that's right. Who wants
today
to hire
when
that?
Things...
Right.
Sorry?
Yeah, who wants to hire that, he said.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And then today, just when I felt... you know, lighter, the energy shifted, my outlook shifted. I had having a really good day throughout, and I just thought, wow, I'm much more hireable. I could really see the difference after reading your email earlier, and just, I would be much more hireable today than I was the past few weeks.
You know, what I really love about that is you had written us an email. We just wrote you back something quite simple about relaxing and engaging and treat it as if it's where you want to be. And it's really clear that you're training yourself to drop your upset, drop your being right, and come back to center in an instant. That's instantaneous transformation, and that's really wonderful.
Yeah, thanks. And it's really great what you guys offer and that we have a chance to live it, experience it and live it.
Yeah, well, you know, I really admire you, Cheryl, because you are willing to go the distance, you know, like, and when I say that, I mean it literally, because we'll be seeing you next week in Hamburg, Germany, and that's very cool.
Yeah, well, it's definitely well worth the trip, and it's, I'm looking forward to it. It's, looking forward to seeing you guys next week and weekend and everyone else who will be there.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yes. Hey. Yeah, thank you for calling in today. Have we answered your question?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Good. Because we have another caller on the line.
Let's take him, Michael. Are you calling from New York City today?
I am calling from New York City.
Excellent.
Hello, Ariel and Shia.
Hi.
Hi. I'd like to start with a little bit of thanks to you guys. I've spent a lot of time this week in contact with you, and I'm feeling really well in myself. I did your weekend workshop in New York last weekend on practical enlightenment. And then I came on Monday night for Monday Night Alive. And here I am again calling into your radio show. And it's just wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
What can we do for you?
I'm really loving this show so far. And like Elka, it started for me when I read the description of it. I think it was several weeks ago. And at that time, I didn't think that I really was a list keeper very much. But reading the description, which included the sentence, "Have you been ready to fight to prove that your point of view is the right one, the only one?" That really resonated with me. And it opened my eyes to see how that's actually playing out in my life quite strongly. And I wanted to just to talk to you today a little bit about the way I've found myself doing this, which isn't exactly a list, but it has the flavor of what you're talking about.
Okay.
I discovered that my mind conjures up an idealized person when I've had an interaction that I think did not go the way I wanted to. My mind replays the same situation, but with an idealized person in it that responds the way I wanted them to in real life that didn't happen. And it's just been really interesting to see that mechanism playing out in various ways. Because it takes me away from the person who's actually in front of me and kind of feeds my sense of rightness when I do that. And,
You know what's really wild, Michael?
What's that?
As you're talking, my thoughts fluttered off to somewhere else, and I was tying fishing knots. And I think that's what you do. Change the subject matter, but it's the same mechanical leaving the current moment to think about something else when it doesn't fit your idea.
Yeah.
I have a feeling you're talking around something or about something, but you're not really being specific.
And so my mind automatically takes off when people are...
You know, I'm going to change the subject slightly, but not really. Shai and I, as you know, write. We've written several books, and
we're on the sixth one now.
Yeah, we're working on a new one. And one of the things that happens is when we write a chapter or we write a paragraph, we'll make it a little smaller. We write a paragraph and we work on it together, and then I read it out loud to Shia. And if I'm reading it out loud...
And if my thoughts flutter away somewhere, there's something wrong in what was said.
Yeah, it isn't specific, it's inaccurate, we've added fluff, we haven't gotten to the point. Or if I'm reading it and I'm just basically reading the words, but I'm not actually there during the course of reading it, which is possible to do, then I'm clear. Something's not totally
kosher.
So I'm just wondering what it is that you are hiding or not saying.
You guys are so perceptive. It's amazing. Okay. So, yes, the specific way that I keep lists, well, it's actually a specific thing that my list is about. It seems to be almost the only kind of thing on the list that I keep against my partner, Peter. And it's almost always about our difference in the amount of, I'm going to use the word clutter, that we are comfortable living within, which is low for me and higher for Peter. And I find myself, if I see something that's not where I think it should be, that takes me into that whole list keeping mentality more than anything else.
Well, here's the thing, Michael. You got to be pre-upset. See, the clutter doesn't cause the upset. Because if you notice and tell the truth, there's been clutter around in your relationship since the beginning of the relationship, and you haven't always kept lists about it.
That is correct.
It only happens when you're pre-disturbed.
The other thing is, clearly we know you. We spent the last weekend with you and Monday with you, and if you actually think that that is the only thing on your list over and over with Peter, you're not looking.
Okay.
Because you've spoken of other things.
Life is holographic, Michael, and how you are anywhere is how you are everywhere. So if you're keeping lists, you keep lists. You keep a list about the doorman downstairs in your building if you had one.
Which, yeah.
You know, the maintenance of the building.
I mean, you're likely to keep a list about whose turn it is to walk the dogs, or a list about things that your Peter's mother does or doesn't do, or about who's making the food tonight. Or when you're dropped into being upset, you have a tendency to keep lists of things you don't like.
Which, when you're upset, is everything.
Yeah, wow.
Because when you're upset, man, nothing is good enough. Nothing is right enough. Nothing's put away right.
And, you know, you spoke to somebody over the weekend asking her to invite Peter to come to one of our seminars, which told me that
you two are fighting.
Yeah. And that you're keeping a list that he's not doing, coming often enough.
And he's not listening to you.
He's not doing it your way. So if you think that's the only way you're keeping a list, somehow you're hiding things from yourself. And I have ideas about that, but can we talk to you about that after the break?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Excellent.
So we're going to go to a break now.
And we'll be back shortly, so come on back.
And don't miss being here.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
The You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. We mentioned, or I think Michael mentioned, that we did the Practical Enlightenment course in New York last week. Our book, Practical Enlightenment, has won many awards. The New York Book Festival, Best Book in the Spirituality and Religion category. Mom's Choice Award for the same category, and also the Great Northwest Book Award. So all those book awards aside, it is really a wonderful teaching text for the possibility of having instantaneous transformation and experiencing the perfection of your life. I highly recommend it. You can buy it hard copy, or you can buy the Kindle version or the audio version, all up on Amazon.com. If you would like to follow us on Facebook, we'd be happy to have you. And if you're enjoying today's show, share it with folks. It's like, let's share the wealth. You with us, Michael?
I'm still here, yes, thanks.
Excellent. We wanted to talk to you about something that...
Not bad.
Not good.
It's not bad and it's not good. It's about transformation. And transformation is not bad and it's not good. Change, however, is about good and bad and right and wrong and better and worse.
And getting rid of those things and forward momentum, and it has time and growing and getting better and being a better you based on a series of thoughts about what a better you is. Transformation happens in this moment. It's instantaneous, it's not over time, and it's about...
And it's not directional. It's not, I will be a better me when I stop keeping lists.
It's about awareness.
Awareness is a non-judgmental seeing of what's happening in your life in any moment.
And part of why, and this goes back to our conversation with Elke, I'm so glad we started this show with that, because most of us have identified certain things as bad habits. And your idea that you keep a list against your partner, Peter, as bad, as opposed to observing it as a phenomena, which of course likely has consequences that you may not enjoy, but that you hold it as bad, you'll want to hide the nuances of it from yourself. So if you don't see it...
And, you know, you want to be over that already.
You know, additionally, you know, you're very structured, you're very responsible, and you're also very hard on yourself. So you're going to be hard on your partner in the same way you are on yourself.
So if I had any advice for you, Michael, it would be to be kind to yourself, to treat yourself as though you were a delicate flower or an infant.
Yeah, this is a really weird thing to say, but I heard that a little bit of a... police car or ambulance or something going by in the background. And I recall after the events in New York City in 9/11, when there was that big tragedy in the World Trade Towers and all the craziness that followed, there was also this upswelling of kindness between people. We got back in touch with what was really important. And so you would see people who would normally walk across the crosswalk in front of cars say, no, you go first. And the car is saying, no, you go ahead and you go first. There was a kindness. I think sometimes, Michael, when you're feeling particularly litigious, you've lost sight for a moment of those things that are really important to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds right. When you were describing the difference between change and transformation, something began to let go in my chest, which feels like a relief. And I think it has to do with, I think I have been striving towards being something different and you know, better than what I am.
Well, you know, I know that you're working on creating your show again, and I always find that when I'm in the creative process, like, for instance, we're working on this new book and actually a series of books, it's so compelling to get into some forward momentum, to get it done as if you would be a better you, right? And sacrifice how you're being in this moment for that future accomplishment. And it's a very different thing when you can allow yourself to know that you will complete that, you will do those things, to trust yourself, and at the same time not sacrifice this moment for some future. Because this moment really is all you have.
Yeah.
Really. Really, this moment is all there is. And you can get lost in working on the future as a way of avoiding being where you are in the moment.
You know, I just want to go back to clutter versus less clutter.
Okay.
You know, there are certain, you say, oh, you look and you see something out of place, and then you have the list like, well, Peter should do it. Well, there are certain things that, for instance, when I wake up in the morning, I tend to make the bed. And occasionally, Shia will make it with me, but it's my thing. I love to see it pristine. And it's not that if I left it go, Shia would make the bed, but it's my thing. So I could either be keeping a list, well, why doesn't he do it? Or why doesn't he do it first? Or I could, which I do, step into doing that thing that gives me pleasure. And somehow, I don't think you're allowing yourself the pleasure of arranging your environment to be a way that you enjoy, because it doesn't sound like Peter doesn't like the lack of clutter. It's just not necessarily his
bailiwick. But then you'd have to give up being right about how he's wrong.
Right. Yeah.
Which means you'd have to give up being right about how you're wrong because you picked him.
it's blowing my mind that I could actually approach that as though it were a fun thing. And it could be a fun thing.
Of course, you enjoy putting things in their place.
I do. Wow.
It gives you pleasure. So you can either, you have one of two things you have here. You can either make him wrong and be miserable and have all the trappings of a normal relationship, or you can look and see and do it yourself because you enjoy doing it and have a transformed relationship. Choose one.
I mean, it really happens in our house, too. I take another to flip the example. Shia does far more dishes here than I do. I do them some, but not as much as he does. And he doesn't do it keeping score of how many times he's done it. He takes pleasure in having those be clean and pristine, as opposed to, God, you know, Ariel should have done it. I've done this 3 times today.
Yeah. Yeah, Peter. There are things that Peter takes care of almost completely that I never have to concern myself with, and it's so easy for me to not include that in the whole picture when I'm
When you're keeping a list. Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Awesome. Hey, we have another caller waiting, so we should probably take her, but thanks for calling in today.
Thank you, guys. See you soon.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We have Sonia on the line. Where are you today, Sonia?
Hello. I'm in Hanover, Germany today.
Hi.
It's
nice to hear your voice.
Hear you.
Thank you. Nice to hear you too.
What can we do for you?
I'm listening to the last 2-3 callers, and I just got aware of how many lists I kept. So that was great, but there's still one point I don't get. It's still messed up in my head. It's over my son. He's 10 now.
Yes.
And every time he does something I don't like or I think it's wrong, I put out a list and tell him what he does wrong in the last days or weeks or something like this. And there must be another approach, but I can't see.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you, Sonia, your relationship with your son is related in many respects to your relationship with men in general. He's a man in a small body.
Mm-hmm.
And I would definitely pick your battles. You're too quick to say no.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You follow me?
Yeah.
And if you say no all the time, then he stops listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other thing is you're blaming him at the source of your frustration. You know, kids do things to get attention.
Mm-hmm.
So he may be doing some of it to get your attention because some attention is better than distracted attention. But let's just say he's being a normal kid who's testing his boundaries or doing things that aren't optimal, and you as an adult and as a parent
don't prefer it.
The frustration you feel with that is added. That's yours. He's not causing that. You have frustration in you. I really endorse what Shia has to say about he is a little man. And anything incomplete or that's rough between you and your ability to relate with men will show up with your son for certain.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in any way fighting with his father, he's a small version of that one.
Yeah, right.
And I would be surprised if you're not fighting with his father.
Yeah, I absolutely fight with his father right now, yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe you're fighting everywhere right now, Sonia.
It's possible, yeah.
Yeah, it's
right, yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. The other thing, too, is if you're fighting with your son's father, it's going to be harder to have it be easier with your son, because he becomes a device. He becomes proof. He's like a checkbox on the list of my son's father's not supporting me in raising my child, and here's proof. So you're not just being with your son. It has layers to it that goes back to an even bigger list.
See, Sonia, if you can start to see that your frustration and upset is yours and it's been in you forever, that you blame your son or your son's father for your feelings, then they will start to dissolve if you realize that they're not causing it. It's always been there. They are just accessing what has already lives in you.
Yeah, I think I guess I know what you mean. I can see that there is a lot of frustration that I can do some things that I want to do, and
I don't know what your plans are for the weeks ahead, but if you can join us in Hamburg, it probably would go a long way to resolving this issues.
Yeah. All right.
You know, if you can, you know, no pressure, see, you get lost in the past and the future, and you forget that this moment is where your life is taking place. And so the past and future start dominating your life.
And when you're centered, those things that have appeared as problematic
can clear up in an instant.
They don't appear problematic. You have solutions that aren't suggested by yourself when you're already upset.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, thank you very much. I can see that. It's great. And
the main thing is to not judge yourself for the phenomena that you've found yourself in.
And be kind to yourself.
Because as you're kind to yourself,
you'll be kinder to the people around you.
By the way, interestingly enough, next week's show is called An Act of Kindness, which really is about being kind to yourself. So we're going to be looking at that in depth. But between now and then, we recommend be kind to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
There goes another show.
Wow, that was fast.
It was, wasn't it?
Excellent. Hey, share the show.
We'll be back next week.
Yeah, come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.